Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome. Hello, everyone. This is Molly McCord, and this is Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. I hope that you are enjoying a beautiful month of July, which has just flown by, and August is on the horizon. And the energies of August are quite interesting. They have this summertime vibe. That's the way I keep feeling them. That's because we have many planets in retrograde throughout the month of August. So I'm going to talk about that. We also have a few shifts that we're ready for. Yes, bring it on. Saturn is going to be going direct on August 1st. This is wonderful because Saturn has really been working with us in this energy of Scorpio for a few years now, and he is finally moving forward. So I'm going to talk about that. And then in the middle of August, we have Jupiter moving into Virgo for the first time in 12 years. Jupiter always has a 12-year cycle because it spends 1 year in each astrological sign. So we're going to look at that as well. So some good stuff to talk about in today's program. Thank you for being here. A few quick announcements to let you know more about what's going on and just some updates here. The biggest update that I have to share with you is that I am going to be taking a hiatus from this radio show for a little bit, and that's because I'm pregnant, which you cannot tell by my voice, but you can tell when you look at me. I look like a bakery. And I'm going to take a break to welcome in our first child. My husband and I are so excited. It's been an amazing time, an amazing journey to welcome this little one into our lives. And so I will be taking a break for a few months from this program, returning later in the fall, winter. And, you know, to be honest with you, my priorities are going to be shifting and changing. So I will see how, how often I do this radio program. I love doing it. It's important to me, but it might not be on Wednesdays. You know, there might be some things that change. So the best way to stay in the loop is to just get on my email list, and that is at ConsciousSoulGrowth.com if you're not already on there, and that's how I send out my updates, and that's also where you can download a free 44-page ebook that I wrote for you. So that's Conscious Soul Growth. What I am going to be doing, however, is pre-recording the astrology shows for September and October, because that's what's great about astrology. You can see what's coming. You can see what is in the month ahead in advance. So I'm going to be recording those shows and then sharing those links with you the beginning of September and the beginning of October. So I'm definitely in this planning ahead mode. But yes, we're very thrilled about the pregnancy and the little one, and it's just a really exciting time. So that's one of the bigger announcements of the year. Another announcement to share with you is that I've just released a new book It's called The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, and it is the sequel to The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. This book is all about bringing together the messages of my three books, The Art of Trapeze, Modern Heroine, and then Unlimited Sparks. In the last few chapters is when the main messages come together. And the book has been getting some really great reviews and some great responses, which is wonderful because anytime you put something out into the world, you don't know what people are going to, what they're going to get from it. But I wanted to share that with you. I love this book. It's very different than any other book I've written, but I really hope it supports you and that it resonates with you. So again, it's The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, and the paperback will be available in August, but it's on all online channels right now. Okay, so let's get to astrology and energies of August. Now, I mentioned that there's many retrograde planets. Specifically, Venus, Uranus, Chiron, Neptune, and Pluto are all retrograde throughout August. Now, Venus is the only personal planet there, which means it's working with us in a more individual way. It's something that we're feeling more in our lives, perhaps on a day-to-day basis. Venus retrograde happens every 18 months, every year and a half. The last time it occurred was late 2013 and early 2014. So that would have been December, January. This time it's happening in Leo. And it's retrograding back into Leo to show us what we really value from our hearts. That really says, this is me. This is who I am. This is what's important to me. This is where I want to direct my energy to create, to express. There's a lot of love energy here, Venus being the planet of love and relationships, and Leo being about love. Leo is about dating, taking a risk to know someone, getting out there, playing the field. It's very much about connecting with people at the heart. And so when we have Venus in Leo retrograde throughout August and into September, we are reviewing past relationships. Perhaps some old flames flame up and come forward. You reconnect with people. There's this revisiting energy, and it can show you how you've grown, how you've changed, or it also can show you what's left to heal, what's left to be completed. So the Venus in Leo also brings up money. It's typically not a great time to make big investments. It's usually a time to keep your purse strings a little bit tighter and to save, to hold off on any big decisions. Now, it does depend on how this energy is working with you personally, but that's usually the advice because it could be that you regret a purchase or you don't get the best deal yet. So just have your mind aware of that if you're looking to buy something or sign on the dotted line. Signing on the dotted line is actually more about Mercury, but when there's money involved, that brings in Venus, and it also brings in the relationship dynamics. So it's a good time. August is a good time to just kind of hold off on big relationship decisions and money decisions because we're reevaluating what we really want, what is really important to us right now, which could look very different than what was important to you even a few months ago. So Venus is going to go forward in September. Let me give you a date here. And that's going to happen on September, I believe it's the 6th. Yeah, the 6th. And it's at 14 degrees of Leo. It goes direct. And then it's going to enter Virgo in October, on October 9th, about a month later. So we're going to have quite a bit of time here in this Leo energy to play, to create, to sort out, you know, if you're an artist, you might even be throwing out some of your art supplies that no longer work for you, because now you're looking for those new modalities or a new way to create and express yourself. So that's just one way it shows up. But the Venus retrograde is important for us to really be in a place of listening to our hearts and reflecting on a deeper level. Now, that's the only personal planet that's retrograde. The other four are all what we call outer planets, Uranus, Chiron, Neptune, and Pluto. And the outer planets represent collective energy. This is where it's working with all of us. You know, it's working with everyone as we move through this grand cosmic journey together. It's a time of looking at the bigger pictures in our lives. Now, the outer planets are all slower moving. Their effects last longer. They go deeper. And they're working with us on these deeper layers, deeper levels. They're showing us, okay, this is what I really need to transform or change. This is where I'm really ready to grow, where I'm ready to make some meaningful changes in my life. And so when we have these four planets all retrograde, it adds a sense of reflection. Perhaps even, I need to think about this, or I'm going to sit with this, or let me consider the bigger picture here. So throughout August, we have Uranus retrograde in Aries at 20 degrees. So if you have anything in your chart at 20 degrees of a cardinal sign specifically, Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you've been working with this already. If you have a planet or a point at 20 degrees of Sagittarius, Leo, or Aries, you've also been working with this. And so Uranus is at 20 degrees all of August, all of August. And then in September, it's at 19 degrees for all of September. So it's really sitting on these points in our charts. And Uranus in Aries is showing us who we really are, who you really are. It's the part of you you can't hide. You can't keep it small. You can't withhold this part of yourself. You're like, this is me. It has this surge of energy. And it can be impulsive. And it's like, I'm not going to take it anymore. It can show up as anger. It really can, because it's in Aries, the fire sign, the initiator, the beginner, the one that's like, no, we're doing it this way. And so you could be feeling on some level, I want a new start in my life, or I need a new way of really being myself. And if this is something you're contemplating, this retrograde period is going to help you go in deeper and get some more answers that are true to you. So this is Uranus in Aries, and it stays retrograde until December, and then that means the beginning of next year, 2016, is when it's going to be clearer, the answers, the direction, the actions are going to just be ready to really go. So again, this retrograde phase is about really considering, who am I now? What is me? What is true to me? Where am I ready to, you know, break out of my former skin and step into a new version of myself that I cannot hide? The Aries energy initiates, it begins a process. Now, we've been working with this for a while. This isn't new energy. But it could be that you're even discovering more parts of yourself that you didn't see before. Then we also have Pluto retrograde, our friend Pluto, who has been retrograde for actually a while now. What was it? I think since April. Let me check. Yeah, since April, Pluto's retrograde. Now he's back at 13 degrees throughout all of August, most of September. The 13-degree point is where he's been touching on previously. He was there back in January, and this is about looking at some of, you know, more of what's in our psyche, the deeper parts of ourselves. It's working with power. How do we give power away? How do we claim our power? You know, how are we really being the authority in our lives, which can be uncomfortable at first? So this Pluto energy is going retrograde until September, and it's, you know, it's like this deep, it's a deep energy. It's the stuff we can't avoid. It's the depths of our psyche that we need to look at so that we can raise it to higher levels of consciousness. Pluto is associated with soul evolution, how your soul is evolving right now, how it is growing. If you have planets at 12 degrees to 15 degrees, or a point in your chart between 12 degrees and 15 degrees of Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, or Libra, you've been working with this guy for a long time, and you can't avoid him because he's here to help you let go of something and to step into a new version of yourself that is more powerful and really strong, a new stronger sense of what you're here to do. Not everyone is working with this energy right now in the same personal way. If Pluto is working with your chart personally, you know it because it's usually where we have to let go. Things can be outside of our control. Things can be overwhelming. We could be experiencing power issues, betrayal, manipulation, fears. There's a lot that's connected with the Pluto energy. So this is his final, let's see, he's going to pass through the 13 degree mark and then just dips into 12 degrees, then goes back to 13 degrees, back to 14 degrees, and then moves forward by the end of, moves back into 15 degrees in January. So everything that Pluto does is very slow. It's like taking a scrub brush and scrub until you can't do anymore, until it feels like you rub it raw. It's like, you know, cleaning the caulk in your in between the tiles in your shower, and you just keep scrubbing in the same spot until it shines. That's Pluto. So we've got that going on. And then the other two planets that are retrograde here are Chiron and Neptune, both in Pisces. Now, this energy, it's quite complementary in that they're both in Pisces, and they're both very spiritual energies. And so they're showing us where we need to go deeper into our soul lessons, where we need to trust, where we are being required to surrender more, where we have to be uncomfortable in the unknown. And that's usually not where we're comfortable. You know, our minds don't like that. Our egos don't like that. But this is part of the spiritual journey. And these are both outer planets, like I said. And it's a collective experience and showing us what's underneath that needs to be loved. What parts of you need to be loved in a new way? That's one of the gifts, the higher gifts of Pisces. And so if there's a bruise, a wound, a hurt, a vulnerability coming up, it's about loving it. And that is specifically the Chiron journey. Chiron is at 20 degrees. It's retrograde back. It went to 21 degrees. It's going back to 20 degrees all of August and then 19 degrees, 18 degrees. Chiron goes all the way back to 16 degrees here. And this is territory Chiron has already covered. If you have planets between 16 and 20 degrees of the mutable signs are Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius. Any planets or points between 16 to 20 degrees, or excuse me, actually 16 to 21 degrees. Chiron has been working with you, and it's where you could feel exposed, vulnerable, hurt. It's a soul wound that we heal throughout our lifetimes. But at this time, Chiron is really showing you It's just about giving yourself more love there. It's showing you your humanness. It's not something your ego or your mind can be in control of or solve, quote unquote. It's where your heart and your spirit are working. So that's important to know, because it could just provide some comfort if you're experiencing that, the Chiron wounding of some sort. Now, between the ages of 49 and 51, everyone has their Chiron return. The Chiron return is where you see where your life has been up to this point, you reassess, you reflect, what needs to change? Who am I now? How do I want to live my life going forward? So that's another signature here of August, and that's working with the Neptune energy of trusting, surrendering, just taking each day of the month, day by day. I mean, that's what Neptune is. Neptune is very much about in the moment. I'm in the moment, and there's no next week. There's no next month. I'm in the moment. Now, coming up here, the middle of the month, on August 14th, we have the new moon in Leo. And this new moon is very fun. It feels very big. It feels very buoyant, exciting. It's trining Uranus in Aries. It's a new start. It's there's a lot of energy with it, and inspiration, motivation, creation, taking a risk. Expressing yourself, doing something new, having fun. August has this vibe of having fun. Play. You know, here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's summertime. Play on the beach. Play in the sand. Enjoy a picnic. Go to outdoor concerts. Make the most of the season. Make the most of right now. Play. That would be the four-letter word for August. Make time for that. Because we need it, and we're not always going to have these windows of opportunity to do so. And with the retrograde planets, with those five retrograde planets, it is about stepping back from life, stepping back, withdrawing a bit, and enjoying. There's a coasting energy, a floating, and saying, okay, what can I do that's just a little bit easier right now? What would make life a little bit easier? And so that new moon really accentuates that energy, and that, again, is on August 14th. Now, let's see, I want to shift gears here and talk about the Jupiter going into Virgo, which, again, happens once every 12 years because Jupiter stays in one astrological sign for a full year. And Jupiter has been in Leo since last August. And so on August 11th, Jupiter goes into Virgo, and it will stay there until September 2016. And this is a shift. We've been in this creative, lively energy of Leo and expression and creating and expansion. And when we move into Virgo, we get more practical. I always think of Virgo as back-to-school energy. You buy your school supplies, you get your clothes ready, you organize, you look at your new daily routine, you prepare for being productive, you look at how, okay, now I have to focus on this. So Jupiter going into Virgo is going to show us where to simplify, where to take care of ourselves better. And this includes our health, well-being, nutrition, bodies. Do you need to do something, to start a new process that really takes care of yourself better? So that's going to be highlighted. It also highlights different ways of spending your day and what's really important and what's just frivolous activity. Now, Virgo is the improver. It's an editor, copywriter. It corrects you. It wants you to improve and be more efficient. And so that comes into play here starting in August, where we say, okay, what do I need to really, you know, focus on here and really make a priority and get rid of anything that is too time-consuming or too much. The Virgo energy likes to keep things detailed. It actually prefers something small versus something big, which is what's interesting about Jupiter and Virgo, because Jupiter is the biggest planet. Jupiter loves expansion. Let's go bigger. Let's do more. Well, in Virgo, it's the opposite. Virgo says, no, 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 let's break this down into small boxes and work with each box. So the idea is that less is more. Less is more. What you can focus on is better. What is overwhelming? Get rid of it. What is too much? Cut it out. So this energy is interesting because actually Jupiter and Virgo aren't really a great match energetically, but together they're still teaching us something. We're still learning how to work with these energies. And so during these next about 13 months of Jupiter and Virgo, we're going to be improving ourselves, simplifying our lives, getting rid of excess, and looking at how we can take care of ourselves in a better way and how that can be satisfying, how cleaning out your closet and having less stuff can be satisfying. It's also a very practical energy where we look at what is really working and what is not, and allowing that to just be okay, to just be okay with that. So the Jupiter and Virgo shift is perfect for back to school because it really coincides with the back to school feeling of it's time to buckle down, to get what I need, and to start this new routine, to start these new habits. So it could be by the end of August, you're ready for some new habits. And this is especially true because towards the end of the month, August 23rd, even through the 27th, there's a lot of planets in Virgo. And so, you know, we clean up, we get in tip-top shape. And we really buckle down and we're practical. And we're looking to be productive. This is also the energy of being of service. How can I be a better service in some way? And it could be in big and it's typically in small supportive ways. And that's just because of how, again, Virgo prefers a process, a smaller confined process. Virgo is the analyst. So what needs to be, again, simplifies what needs to be looked at through a new lens because you think, I can improve this, but I only have to do so at these little chunks at a time. Now, it'll depend on where Jupiter in Virgo is in your chart, the house placement. It'll also relate to 12 years ago. So if you were to look back in 2003 into 2004, Jupiter in Virgo was working with you in that same house in that same way. And so if you look at what did I simplify, what did I change, did you get a new job, did you, you know, how were you of service, what were your daily habits, you know, there's a lot of ways this can show up. But that's a clue as to how the energy may show up for you again. So I'll be touching more on Jupiter in Virgo as we go here throughout the next few months because it's going to be a new energy coming in. But that starts in August. And so if you feel a shift mid-month where you're ready to, you know, again, to get rid of things or to simplify or to start some new habits, that's what you're picking up on. And then we have the end of this month. The end of August is a beautiful Pisces full moon. And the Pisces full moon is at 6 degrees of Pisces. It's where the moon is in Pisces and the sun is in Virgo. And it's always that reality check between where am I trying to escape something and where do I need to take ownership and responsibility. It's wonderful full moon to have between summertime and back to school. Because, of course, during the summer, we just want to coast and float and do our own thing. Well, that's Pisces, right? And then Virgo says, okay, back to work. Get out your rulers. Here we go. So it's this transitional energy of, all right, I have to allow the season to pass and just prepare for the beginning of this new cycle. Now, there are quite a few planets in, there's three planets in Pisces. So that could be a time when you really just want to coast. You know, you just want to stay at the beach for a few more days. You just want to hang out and, you know, enjoy a good book. Again, this is August 29th. Let me see what day of the week that is, because I'm not even sure. That could be a full moon. Oh, how about that? It's the weekend. That's a Saturday. So that weekend, last weekend in August, it could be this push and pull between don't leave summer. You want that summer relaxation to stay, and yet you know you have work to do. So the end of the month brings us into our responsibilities and brings us into more of what we need to focus on next. And, you know, this is also, I feel like this is going to be a really nice shift to have this focus on Virgo energy, because we're going to, you know, get more grounded. You're going to feel like your feet are back on the ground and that, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get some things done. And it's going to have a nice, I just feel like it's going to have a nice readiness to it as we have more planets in Virgo as well. I want to give you a heads up that in September, we're going to have our next Mercury retrograde. So not yet, but it's coming in September. And also in September, we have eclipses. It's the second pair of eclipses this year. And those are both in September. September 12th and September 27th. I'm going to talk about those more in the next September show. But I'd like to give you a heads up that, you know, overall here for August, we're enjoying life. You're meant to have fun. You're meant to play. You're meant to allow your inner child to be expressed and to follow that path. Don't work too hard this month. Don't do too much. You know, take some time off, even if it's just a Saturday afternoon or something. You know, life is busy, and of course we always have a lot going on, but look at what you can do to just enjoy life. Because then by the end of the month, you know, it is that, okay, back to work, back to the grind. Where are my responsibilities calling me? What do I need to get ready to do for the fall? It's very transitional. So the best thing you can do is, of course, to ride those waves and to make sure that you're enjoying what you have right now, knowing how fast it all flies by, right? So I'll be back to talk about September's energies here. You can find that at the beginning of September. But in the meantime, I hope you have a beautiful, lovely August. And that you really connect with your own special vibration, your own creativity, and you really love that part of yourself. And so you want to make sure that this month is about loving you and playing. And so how's that for simple, straight-to-the-point advice? Thanks for being here, everybody. I appreciate you as always. And I will see you on Facebook. I'll see you on my email list, and I'll see you on the website. So take good care, and I'll see you very soon. And let's leave here with a happy song, a happy dancing song. All right, I'll see you soon. Bye.